About 70,000 untested sexual assault evidence kits are sitting in labs or police storage around the country. These kits contain DNA and other evidence that can help identify and convict the rapist. Now the Manhattan District Attorney's Office and the U.S. Justice Department are putting up millions of dollars to help local authorities process these rape kits. The state of Arkansas is receiving more than $97,000 to process its backlog of 1,500 kits. We're joined now by Kermit Channel, head of the Arkansas State Crime Laboratory. And Kermit, how did these backlogs in Arkansas and in so many other states across the country get so bad?
Well, I think there are various reasons why, you know, when you look at the backlog, because in Arkansas, for instance, our state crime lab is independent from law enforcement. I can only tell you what we have in the laboratory. Previous to some legislation, there was no way that I could tell really what sexual assault cases might be in the hands of law enforcement that have not been submitted. Mm. You know, there are two separate issues that when you talk about backlogs, you know, you talk about backlogs within a crime laboratory, and then you talk about backlogs, you know, specifically that are in the hands of law enforcement. As far as a crime lab, you know, when they do the work, of course, they have to be appropriately funded and staffed in order to process these kits. And on the other side, when you talk about sexual assault cases in the hands of law enforcement, they have to be, of course, trained in the proper handling and investigation of these types of kits and cases to really try to discern what's going to come to the laboratory.
So it sounds like you're saying that it's not just about the money.
Oh, no, it's not. It would be simpler, I think, if it was just about the money. But the reality is a sexual assault case is complex. And, you know, law enforcement, they need to do their due diligence on investigating the crimes and trying to be the gatekeeper, if you will.
Well, your agency now has $97,000 to help process the backlog in Arkansas. How many cases of rape do you expect could be solved by being able to get through this backlog and go through the kits?
You know, it's really hard to say, because right now, the way it stands in Arkansas, you know, I've been able to identify a little over 1,500 sexual assault kits, and that's simply by reaching out to our 10 biggest agencies throughout the state to try to find out what they had. We did pass some legislation that will require law enforcement as well as hospitals throughout our state to report back to the crime lab at the end of the calendar year so we can really get a true snapshot of how many cases are out there.
So you're saying that it's so unclear that you don't know how many cases might be solved by being able to get through the backlog, it sounds like. But when you look at the issue, 1,500 in your state, up to 70,000 across the country, what do you say to the women who have been waiting all of this time for justice? I mean, don't they deserve an apology?
I think definitely if we find cases out there, you know, specifically whether it's in Arkansas or any other state, and it's clear that the sexual assault case should have come to the laboratory for testing, then yes, then I do believe, yeah, the victim deserves some form of apology. You know, it's difficult for crime lab director because it's not only important that we get those cases, it's important that we actually process them in a timely manner where we can put them into the database, you know, to search for cases that, you know, might not help that specific case, but it might help to solve a different case. And we've seen that through some of the results coming out of Detroit and Houston, where they're able to, you know, link serial rapists.
It's all the more offensive, almost, that this information has been sitting on a shelf for so long, and it makes you wonder if there's any other crime that's experienced a similar sort of backlog.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's an opportune time, I think, with all the attention on sexual assault. You know, it's kind of what I think maybe is a wake-up call. It's good that, you know, this has come to the attention of the country and we're able to explore these things.
And grant money has a way of running out, and so the question would be, will the backlog just come back later on? Kermit Channel is the executive director of the Arkansas State Crime Laboratory. Thank you very much.
No, thank you for having me.